Phil, thanks for joining us today. All about your new autobiography, Where Am I, it's titled. Tell us a bit more.
Well, it's mainly about my career, since I sort of hung my boots up 2003, because I did one about my sort of cricket career. There's other bits and pieces about my childhood there, and my father and what have you, and where I used to work, and a little bit of cricket as well we sort of touch on, but mainly about the antics and what I've been getting up to since my cricketing days, such as, you know, Question the Sport and the Jungle and the Strictly Come Dancing and all this stuff as well. Very excited. It's out tomorrow.
Yeah, it is. So you must be, I imagine, quite excited about the launch.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. We've been having a couple of days of, we're going to have a couple of days of running around doing some signings and stuff. So we've got a lot of really good feedback. Everyone has had a little read of it. And people say it's very funny and also sort of, you know, very warm as well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. So yeah, all about the sort of fun and the people that you've met as well on your sort of remarkable journey since retiring.
Exactly, as you say, where am I, you know what I mean? For the last sort of 10 or 12 years, I've been saying that quite a bit, you know what I mean? Oh, crikey, what am I doing stuck up this ski jump, or what am I doing this, what am I doing that? But it all seems to have worked out well, and I've had a lot of fun along the way, and as you say, met a lot of characters and a lot of people.
I mean, when you retired in 2003, did you have any sort of idea that you would be, you know, be going on this sort of journey, or any idea at all?
No, not really. It's a story of my life a little bit, really. Never particularly sort of thought I'd end up being a professional cricketer and playing for England and having some success at that. Never really planned what I was going to do after cricket, but then these things have come along and sort of opened up in front of me, which is a bit of luck. and sort of long may it continue. And now I've sort of found myself probably in one of the sort of happiest places I've been in my life, you know, with my family life, with Dawn and, doing things like Question of Sport and Test Match Special. You know, a very fortunate, very lucky boy to be involved with all of that.
That's great to hear. Well, what about the experience of writing this one? We interviewed Simon Jones a little while ago, and he said writing his book was almost sort of therapeutic. I don't know how you found writing this one.
Well, yes. I mean, it made me chuckle. You have to delve back into the old memory banks, don't you? And you have to do a bit of research because, you know, a few years have passed. But, no, it just made me laugh, you know, and it was touching, sort of remembering my father and also what we used to do when I was a kid and how I first got into playing sport and what have you. So that was, you know, pretty emotional stuff as well. So, but I mean, the main of it was just sitting down with Justin and laughing our heads off about certain things that have happened and places you've been and people you've met, you know, some great stories.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, you've talked there about, you know, the Jungle, TMS, Question of Sport, Strictly Come Dancing. What's next?
Well, I don't. Who knows? As you said, I've never been a big planner, really. I mean, things are sort of slightly going, you know, slightly more sort of planned out nowadays. And, you know, as you say, got a few things like the cricket and what have you that are pretty sort of regular stuff. But who knows myself what's around the corner? But at the moment, you know what I mean? I'm just keeping a smile on my face and trying to keep it there for as long as I can.